Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So personally, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell everybody in existence. Listen, Kakuna from the microphone here. 7:30 on the dot, and I'm DJ Butterfly Feces, and this is Organic OK.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why I'm on the show at this point. It's like, he's having me a hostage. You feel like I should be in his cage? And I'm like, I say, DJ, why am I on the show for when you just kind of just throw me alone and have me listen to your, you know, this kind of example of mimicking me? You know, I can be, I know in reality we're dealing with a lot of opposition around the nation in a sense. And so I'm not in a sense traveling and cleaning up because of the cross contamination and all these polluted things, dealing with the COVID, and just kind of exposing myself to too many types of things. And so I stopped doing this a while back, right before the COVID really spread it. I say around technically November, December of like 2019. I cut back around that time, so I really haven't really been out there in a long. I'm thinking about it, been almost like 14 months. I came back from that space. COVID, I found more about it like beginning of like January of 2020. I found a little bit more like January around that time. January, a little bit, I heard a little bit around like December, but not much. I didn't know much about it, but pulled back a lot. And so that was a thing, Mr. Feces. So at this point in time, he's got me on this show. It was like, bro, just talk about, you know, I'm on the show for what purpose? To hear you mimic me. You know, I'm a comedian. I don't want somebody just mimicking me like some kind of animation cartoon and doing a bad replica of how I sound.
It ain't that bad a replica. But all right, you're right. Let you check the mic sometimes, like I just did there before. All right. We're moving on our last episode. It was Panama, California.
And what ears do you have? Feces, what ears do you have? I mean, are you listening to the commode? Like, that's a sound that you can't control. It just comes out, whatever it is. And that's not a good sound to hear you trying to mimic me, man. It's like a Muppet that got a sock in his mouth or something. What's wrong with this guy?
You have that kind of vocal quality.
McKinleyville. I remember I'm going to tell y'all some point in time later, but, you know.
No, you can tell them. They can tell them now, previously, on like where it all started, how I've got with you in the first place. I know I tend to tell that story on every program. But we can do it this one also.
Yeah, that's one of the things about McKinleyville. McKinleyville has always been this kind of place that I've been to. People want to monitor me, ask me questions, surveillance me. In a capacity of just asking. I remember one time I was in the store in McKinleyville. I was in the store in McKinleyville, and I'm in the aisle looking at the magazine, and lady, you know, she didn't work in the store, but she got to surveillance me, ask me questions and stuff like that, and just ask me, you know, it's like, come on, man, like, who are you to be questioning me, ask me 1,000 questions? I'm looking at the magazine, and I'm minding my own business. So she asked me 1,000 questions. Well, what are you doing here? And this and this to ask me, like, I'm in the store. Like, I'm looking like, do you work here or something? She's like, no. And just asked me questions. So I said, well, I'm trying to get back to the airport. So I tell her this. I said, well, you going to give me a ride? She's like, oh, well, I was going away. I said, nah. You wouldn't give me a ride anyway. You just want to be nosy. You just want to harass me. And I was going back to the airport, you know, and it was something that happened to me. It was something because I was at the airport trying to fly out. The guy's like, is there any available flight so I can fly out of McKinleyville? The guy's like, well, it is available flights, but I can't let you fly. I said, like, what's the reason? He had no valid reason why I couldn't fly out of McKinleyville. So he's like, you know, it's a hotel across the field, and don't tell nobody this, go over there and sit in the lobby. I'm like, I'm just listening to this dude. I say, okay, so I'm going to sit in the lobby. What am I going to do if they ask me my reservation? He looked at me crazy because he thought he was just telling me somebody. Maybe I... Sir, I explained to you to keep your mouth away from the mic, in your sense, away from the speaker so your voice won't be hearing you breathe over the phone. Don't be disabled because it's a joke, okay? You know, people are disabled because of accident. Don't make your accident something that's, you know, in a sense, they call it stage. You're staging disability. That's called, you know, you're forging disability. So stop forging disability in this capacity, sir. He's breathing the phone like he's heckling me or something. Everybody, this is comedian Art Gary Gokel. Step away from the microphone. Now, this gentleman here is mimicking me, you know, talking like he's trying to be me, but he can't be me. Only person can be organic, okay. You know, I'm blessed with this process. You know, I have to work for it. You know, I'm done for the moment.
Wow, dang, that was a shameless self-promotion. Did you hurt yourself patting yourself on the back? Dang, what a crock. Anywho, last we were in Panama, I made some friends out there. I really did. In one place, it was a place that was a little nicer, the homeless community, than L.A. I remember you telling me, dude, going back to L.A. Remember that? You basically said, and I was like, why?
People complain about Skid Row all the time. I'm like, don't go there. Don't go to Skid Row because people are so dangerous. They're so violent. Homeless people are going to kill you. They're just dangerous. I'm like, man, having a desire to be no good and be scandalous, that's really where people should be watching out for. Because people can tell you that they have dealt the most evil situation when they didn't think evil was even around. When people just sitting there digesting it like it's a fantasy of their thrill moment in making your life suffer. So evil is a very, you know, attainable, vulnerable place where people constantly figure out little clever ways. As comedy is comedy, evil comes out like that, like, God, gotcha. And it preys on people, you know, peace of mind. So comedy is coming from a lot of different places. You know, it sparks a lot of different experiences. You know, that's why I was talking about McKinleyville and dealing with your native McKinleyville type of people. You know, people, you know, I was told so many years ago, man, don't talk about racism and prejudice. Comedy is just over. You know, people are just talking about this so much. So I spent most of my time, you know, getting culturally racist and prejudice and social bias, you know, just kind of stampede, and I'm, you know, constantly dealing with this. But then at a point in time, I just think about how many people that go to places like that, go to college, you know, in a different side, you know, of the actual nation, they go to college in places like that, you know, hide up in them places, and then the social bias things, and they live in those kind of capacities of their evil being actually, you know, presented another way. And you, like, you went into a place where opposition was the most obstacle course that they presented, and you had a comfortable space where other people were being oppressed. And you, like, to actually teach this kind of gang culture of this kind of propaganda and put people through these things like some kind of people go to science, you know, they got like a science that they like dissecting things, right? They show you, you know, in science class how all these little insects and things, how they operate. When people start using you as a course to actually show this platform of discrimination and prejudice, and people are using this kind of dissecting and being a part of this, and then 30 and 40 years later, people talking about how powerful, how message and things are creating for society. And you start seeing them look more evil than the evil people that you're truly dealing with. That's letting you know, evil does not have limitations of where it's going. relatives, friends, enemies. You fall into enemies. Could be the friend of your life. You can find that your friend that's supposed to be your friend could be the enemy of your worst nightmare. We know about small towns. Small towns are something like packaging great goods of quality. Small towns have some of the most interesting, compromising, phobia, criminal activities that's being in a cage and being cross-contaminated to do destruction. Once they hear the magical words, you talk about my small town, you ought to be saying to yourself. People think about these things. People are so vulnerable of being honestly corrupt when people, you know, make it. Think about this. The nation. It's some of these small towns and people come out creatively. Oh, they're some of the most brilliant minds, but they're some of the most evilest people you ever meet. Come out of these little small towns, my little poisonous insects. People are poisonous like insects and bugs and things of that nature.
Well,
stop ruining the phone, young man. This is not a prank call.
That was a grunt, for God's sakes. Now, you piss him on about the wrong stuff, you know. Anywho, what happened was I remember as we were in Pomona, California, we picked up some garbage.
It's Pomona.
Yeah, so anywho.
You ever heard the other guy, right?
What?
You ever heard the other guy? Remember, you know, it's a guy. He's a rapper. You're talking about Pomona. You know what Pomona?
Pomona.
You heard that rapper? I should tell you his name. He's known as Sugar Free. Okay, don't be insulting. Sugar Free, this guy here, he's a cocksucker from McKinleyville.
You're just a fucking cocksucking asshole in general. You know?
Exactly what I'm telling you. You know, I'm not going to allow you, you know, when I said Sugar Free, because you don't know, I'm not going to sit here and allow that platform to be just thrown out there as, you know, Sugar Free, man. You know, I met the guy, let me see. I think I met him like twice. And the thing is, you know, as far as, you know, creatively and, you know, I just, you know, recognize people's creativity and, you know, and the ability to do things. And that's always been tuned into that. People creativity and how I feel the connection to their ability and them understanding how communicate. You know what I mean? Like that's the thing. You know, it's a thing about having respect. You know, you invite somebody to your house, even if a person that stay at the house don't respect them, you don't allow them to be uncomfortable because that's the engagement, right? And then what you understand is just the person. I don't worry about this person on the right or left. This person is just an asshole. You don't worry about it. You be comfortable, you know what I mean? And then people be willing. Then maybe the person that they're uncomfortable eventually, they'd be on the same page, maybe good friends later, but to make a person feel uncomfortable, you know what I mean? Like, it's an important thing to, you know, engage, you know, greatness and not allow people to compromise it because they don't know. That's important. So, as you were saying, sir, feces.
Let me say this. It was nicer in Pananoma, whatever you want to call it, because I got to tell you something. They weren't as much trying to hurt the handicapped out there as they were in L.A. I don't want to go back to L.A.
You see, the thing is, L.A., and see, it's different areas. The Pomona is not, you know, like, for example, for those. See, you're coming from another part. Say, for example, you're coming from McKinleyville. You got McKinleyville. You got Ukiah. You got Santa Rosa. You got different spaces of a distance, right? So if you want to just think about, you know, somebody that's coming from, you know, the area that, like, San Rafael, you know, Mill Valley and, you know, Marin, you know, these are different. This is a different area that people identify with in different ways, right? So
yeah,
Northern California is got different pockets where people say, okay, or people talk about, okay, Mill Valley and, you know, over in Marin, they think about certain things. They talk about certain, or they talk about, okay, East Palo Alto. It's just certain things that people are getting from the understanding they have. They're like, okay, that's a bad area. That's over there where people got money at the same time, right? So Los Angeles and Pomona, you know, for, you know, it's one of the things that people say, and it's very, like, it's very something where people, certain culture and certain, you know, platforms of community settings, when people start engaging those things, they can say something that's so offensive that the native of that community can find that, hey, they take, it takes on a life of its own, right? So it's so important as you're engaging people, you understand the cultural and the actual, you know, community as how they identify with somebody. It's like somebody that everybody considers hating around a nation, and they tell people would love them. So they got someone to be backing them, and as that person comes, people come through the area, they remember all the things they said to the nation, and they can be harmed by that. Because the nation care about a viewpoint, but in this town, they say, oh, we stand behind everybody that's from where we're from. And people take, you know, heat to that kind of, you know, discussion. So it's so, like, it's a lot of places people don't know about, and people have been listening. People travel. People go to school. People move. People get families. People move around. So if somebody that can be not liking McKinleyville, like, as I'm talking to this comedy platform, I have to be aware, even though it's comedy, people live in life. Even though I'm joking, it's people living life, and they say, man, that's an old joke. Don't ever talk about McKinleyville. It's people really behind McKinleyville. Let's not be, I'm not going to lie about that. Even if the settings of McKinleyville look a certain way, you know, look, you know. And I just got to say that. Like, I personally, McKinleyville, my experience in McKinleyville is not the same that everybody else's experience, right? And that's true. Like, your experience in McKinleyville is not necessarily going to be the reflection of everybody else that goes to McKinleyville. That's just facts. Now, you want to take a commercial break. I just said that. Just to say that. Now,
you want to take a commercial break, or are you going to say, Panoma
no,
was
no,
nice.
It took so long to respond. I
here
mean, I stopped talking. You should have been talking back. Like,
no, here
take
I
a commercial break.
Okay, I'm talking right now. Panoma was nice. Don't get me wrong. It was better than L.A. But I remember, and one time he was telling us we need to go back to L.A. because he said that's the place that needs the most help. What we do, have a quadrillion man march, basically rattle some chains, raise some hell, and try to make it so that basically the housing pod was legal there. That we're supposed to do? Make it so it's okay for someone to sleep in their car. Get them to make their homeless shelters bigger. Make sure there are more programs to help those who are truly disenfranchised. Oh, what to do, what to do, what to... I was wrecking my head. I was dang messed up. Forty minutes after the hour here, 7:48 in the program, here, Kira Kakunin from the microphone. Tune in, get involved. Don't just talk. Don't just listen, talk. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
This DJ guy, he's getting active with the saying the number. He's saying the number like he's talking to a bunch of females. Hey, call me this number right here.
Well, I want people of both genders, people of all shapes and sizes to call in. It's important. People need to get involved. When things are so bad, it's because people aren't getting involved.
People are involved, bro, more than you realize they're involved, man. It is different ways that people engage, right? You got some people that been doing something for 15, 20 years, people are like, oh, no, I ain't feeling that. You got somebody just started doing something 3 or 4 weeks ago, and people are feeling all about and inside of the ability. So some things just truly identify with those more than others. Can't you agree? Like, think about McKinleyville. How many towns around just California? Just say California, just in general. How many towns and how many cities? Some people, you know, when they deal with California, they're dealing with certain markets of California, right? Depending on what kind of work you're doing, you may see more California than people imagine, right?
Yeah.
You know, some jobs, it allow you to see all the off roads and the back, you know, places where people have never been able to see because they never had a desire to see and search for things. But then when you find those things, these little areas and things like that, and you're like, wow. It's California. Like, it's a lot of places, in California, you didn't know it was even California. If you didn't see it with your own eyes, you was like, this California? And it's, you know, places that people like it like that. So, you know, if you don't see some of the things, like, the freedom that you really have to see a lot of California based on what you've been, you know, connected, identified with, it's a lot of California that you really probably would enjoy if you had the opportunity. Because how they make this land feel, like, you don't have to necessarily go out of state, California, for a lot of things, as far as scenery, you know, a lot of, you know, certain types of people. Because a lot of people migrate to California from other states, you know. And you get a lot of people that you don't know, they're from other areas. Like, I see a lot of people that's in Northern California that come to Northern California to go to school. And they're from a little small town. They got this little small town vibe about them, you know. And I see this little small town. I'm like, wow, this, you know, this type of town, this small town, is something that, you know, at times you got to get used to, right? There's certain things in a small town, depending on what you're looking for, that the small town may not have. But then he's like, when it comes to the birds and the bees, you're like, man, like, some small towns got exceptional things that you really wouldn't find at the level that you're looking for. And you see, you're like, wow, this is what I'm looking for. And then everything else, like, falling, like, oh, I need all these other things. But, you know, it's natural nature, you know, birds and the bees kind of things, right? If you're looking for, you know, have you ever been married before, Mr. Feces?
No, I've been married. I've been with people, but I've been married. I mean, I once got a proposal. Damn it!
Okay.
I got a proposal.
Okay, so the proposal you had, was it from McKinleyville? Where was this at? Was this on your travel or?
Yeah, it wasn't travel. I remember. It was like we were both sitting down. I was helping them out there on the streets in the gutter. God, I've been to so many cities. I don't even remember which one it was. But I remember she was saying to me, we should just get married.
You feel that, did she remind you of where you was from? Or where did she remind you when you talked to her? Did it, like, the spirit, did it make you feel like, oh, I want to take her back to where I'm from? Or did you feel like you was, like, in a place that you feel like I didn't have to go back to where I was from and I can live somewhere else with her? How was your experience with that?
I felt like I didn't need to basically, but I could take her back to where we lived. Or, you know what? I could show her the world like you showed it to me taking this trip. Or, you know, maybe I didn't need that anymore. Maybe all I needed was her. But I realized all those people out there still need somebody to hustle for them, to make the world.
She was a hustler for them. Okay. So you couldn't extend that? Like, if she was a part of the setup, you would think, like, the balance, the women home, the women, you know, things in their body and things they had to deal with, and they feel more comfortable with maybe a woman telling them about it because they have a understanding about their bodies to an extent that connect. Is that something that, you know, could she be a part of that, or was she out there already? What was the connection on her communication and commitment to what she was doing? What she was like, oh, you was helping her, you freed her, and you kind of, you know, let me ask you this question, Mr. Feces. Do you feel that, are you like a kind of guy that like a woman to, like, are you a man's man? Do you like a woman to be free as free knowledge and ability, but at the same time you want her to know that you're a man's man in your point of view, and you want a woman to have some kind of respect for you in a way that it's a balance, not just like, She walk all over you and she don't got no respect for you. She just kind of like give you the leftover what she can't find out in the streets. You know what I mean? But sometimes relationships are based on, it's not about a healthy relationship. It's almost like a dictatorship. And a lot of men kind of get run over by the woman, and it creates a lot of problems collectively because he goes places and she creates more problems because she don't got a balance and understanding. He represents the man, and so she got to have some respect for the man, otherwise she create more problems for men in general. Because if she gives a balance, she don't go out there representing that man in a way that keep the man constantly going through oppositions that not necessary of cleansing, but more of constant chaos, right? Because a woman's vibration, it's healthy and energy, and it fuels men, not necessarily dealing. Let's say every man, woman needs to be out there or have been out there to be, you know, kind of like this kind of trophy for everybody to lust over. But it is an innate space where it's evolving the balance of what we are when we see cleansing and positive vibration level to give us respect and put us into an order that we can connect to as we become men of our household and respectable in ways to make other men and other younger people that's coming behind us have a healthy experience because we create a space that they can create without being contaminated within their viewpoint.
All right. Now, let me say what I have to say. I like that girl. She was special, but she was too damn controlling. She gave it to me right away. I mean, she just, we laid fast. We actually had sex before the first date, if you want to call it that. It happened on the street. Those homeless girls who put out for room and board. You know, if you have a nice warm bed, give them a hot meal, a roof and four walls around, they'll do anything. Things you won't even see in adult films.
Is that right?
Yeah. She just proposed to me. I think she just wanted a guy with her.
Is that what you're telling me? Are you telling me that the adult film industry needs to be redefined? Are you telling me the natural elements of someone that can give it to you and give you the urge of climaxing another climb? It is freeing the actual ocean waterfall. Is the heat becoming like the volcano? Is it erupting? Oh, I'm scoring a little too far. Excuse me, everybody. I didn't mean to offend any of your viewpoints out there. This is Comedian Organic, okay? And I know viewpoints and vision and being animated sometimes, for those that can actually see, have their own seeing ability that's being modified. They say love is blind, but that sex is connecting to the braille in your abilities. Excuse me, everyone. As you may finish, Mr. Feces.
All right, thank y'all for listening. You can listen to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here, the one, the only. Please, out. We're online. We're there. Get involved. We beg of you.
Don't beg them people. Leave them alone. Give them a peace of mind. Let them be happy. Happiness is something that you truly deserve, to have the peace of mind and quietness that you desire in your ability. Thank you, everyone. This is Comedian Organic OK. And I want to thank the host talking from the cocoon and from the microphone. And one day he's going to let the talk dude come out of the show from his own viewpoint and do comedy. Next week is the idea. Talk to everyone as soon as I have the free moment to talk again.
Talk to y'all very soon. All right. Thank you. Good night.